qualifies for financial assistance as long as the applicants meet all the other requirements. Construction timeline.
What is that ordinance number?
I'll just give you this copy. This, it's a resolution.
Oh.
Yep, it's a resolution. Construction timeline must be done in 3 months. Administrative, resume submitted application once a year, except in a case of emergency. Each application may request LMI assistance in an amount not to exceed $18,000. And the applicant has to pay 10%. If the house is sold, which we've had, unfortunately, two people pass away that we got our money back on both of them, so. But yeah, they can apply once a year.
What do you mean, we got our money back?
Calendar years.
Well, if they sell the house.
It just says once a year, so I'm guessing from application to application, that's what we've been doing.
Oh, okay.
So you can keep that.
So if they pass away, it's still have to be reimbursed?
Yeah. So we were able to get, one of them wasn't even a couple months later, and we got the void.
That's after 5 years old, it's done, that's right.
Yeah, yep. Okay, so.
The issue is we weren't going to fix a house and then have someone turn around and sell it and make more money because we fixed the house, so.
Yeah.
If it's within 5 years, then they have to reimburse the city.
Like 20% each year?
Yes.
All right, so you're gonna do deck, stairs, and the doors. Okay.
And then if she wants fixed the siding on the corner.
If there's money left over to fix what she can with the siding.
But this has never been brought to her, so she might not even wanna do any of it.
Right.
Because she might not wanna match the 10% to do a deck.
Right.
But she needs to put railings up no matter what.
If she wants anything, she has to do that. They have to do that for her.
Correct.
Oh, she can't just do doors and not the deck?
No.
No, the deck would be one, doors would be two.
Okay.
And then, so let's say that little of a deck and the doors, let's say you're at $7,000, $8,000. So then she would have $10,000 to go back to the siding. You're probably not getting the house siding for $10,000.
No.
But it would help. Maybe she'll pay the rest of it to get it done.
Or repair the damaged pieces.
Right, so then she could.
Replace or.
Replace.
Okay.
And then you'll let us know at the next meeting?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Next item is Public Works, item number 19, Public Works Report. I noticed that I've been reading Jim's report. Just wanna make everyone aware of the vandalism that's going on at Gless Field. Our new bathroom up there has been, they busted the window screen in, destroyed that. Someone has pelted rocks at the door of the bathroom in there to the point of chipping the paint and denting the door and the whole nine yards up there. I asked for it to be put on the police department's hot sheet, obviously. Jim and Bob with Public Works were able to somewhat fix the window and make sure it's good working order. The other thing that concerns me about that restroom up there is I was informed the other day that it's approximately 6 rolls of toilet paper per week at least up there.
Huh?
And they literally take the toilet paper and literally roll it out on the floor and just, I mean, it's destruction is what it is. So I'm kind of asking the council for the thought process of, I've kind of did a little bit of research, not very much, probably not as much as I should have, but I'm kind of wondering about buying solar-powered cameras. I actually have 3 on my home that are phenomenal, and it comes right to my phone and gives me an alert if something's going on out there. I think that's what we need to do, because everybody at this table should know what toilet paper costs, and you know, you're always going to get stuff thrown in the toilets that shouldn't be thrown in there. We know that. But when we start destroying something that the city has paid a lot of dollars to put up there for convenience, I think that's a bad situation.
Do we lock those when there's no games or anything?
We lock them in the fall.
Correct, yeah. In the fall.
Oh, but they're open all
the
time.
But they're open all night.
Ball's going on.
Even all night long they're open?
Yes.
So, and we spoke with the Little League.
What is your guidance, Buzz? Because I've kind of had a little bit about this too, just with the day and age that we're living in. That's where all the kids play anyway. That's the park areas.
Yeah.
Any of our city parks. I mean, just something. If something were to happen, then you got a little bit of something to reference. It might help the vandalism a little bit, if you can.
Well, I'll be honest with you, truthfully, we had a couple of bad cameras that were no good anymore, and we actually put them up there just to see if it was some sort of deterrent.
Right.
It didn't.
Ooh.
So, this is on the one back side of it, which obviously there's nothing back there, but... I mean, it's a little disheartening to me because how much money we spent and to make that a beautiful park up there and playground equipment and a nice ball diamond, and now we're getting the bathroom destroyed. And like I said, that's the city's money that's going out there for those
Sandy
things.
Sandy is, Jim is, I think they could probably install some cameras. And is there power that we can access easy to even put a decent camera on a pole that's close by?
I don't know. Like I said,
there's power in the shack. Yeah, so I mean,
The only thing I'm saying is I've got one on the front of my house, and I have one on the back of my house, and then I have one on the garage, and they're completely 100% solar powered. And
is that going off of your Wi-Fi though?
Yes, it does. But it's, I mean...
That'd be the only problem out there is Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the only other thing would be is to get a good trail cam.
I mean, it's something... I think it's something we need to look at in doing something there. I don't know what the answers are or where we're at.
Even if we talk maybe with... And I don't know if there'd be strong enough signal from the feed company to use their Wi-Fi to power the cameras.
She wouldn't
have Wi-Fi in there.
I think she
they got internet, but no Wi-Fi.
Well, she just got it in there.
I'm with the new company, I thought she might.
No.
They're just running it.
You could put a hard drive inside the shack. I don't know.
You could put a wireless access point with a directional to the feed store. You know, you paid the feed store to put one in on their side. And they're not that expensive, you know, a couple hundred bucks per.
We probably could get a Verizon thing too.
You could do a Verizon.
That'd probably be easier, get a Verizon card.
Yeah. Well,
instead of Infinity arranging on theirs.
Yeah.
T-Mobile.
Get prices. And
T-Mobile, we could put the wireless in the shack and there's your internet.
Yeah, well, when I seen the pieces of the window and then found out all the other information on it, I was like, this is...
I think that's your easiest, get a T-Mobile wireless, put a pole on that shack and a camera and have it go to your phone, the chief's phone, and see what you can nail.
So we're going to have to have an access point up there, even with the wireless, even with the T-Mobile or the Verizon.
But you could do the shack there. You could put it in the shack, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Plug it out there. I'd say do something that we can just look into. Jim, that's another thing for you to put on your list.
Yeah, he's not busy.
No, he ain't got much going on there.
He's pretty much. Could we send it to my attorney's phone then?
Yes. He will monitor it.
We will send it to City Hall, and then it will be reviewed at City Hall. We'll send it to City Hall. It can be reviewed and then reported to the police department, and they can handle it.
Are there any other parks, like Black Bear?
We have not had issues in Black Bear. we really haven't had issues down in Fridley, but Fridley we open and close, you know, it's not open all the time.
Often, but, I mean, can we have the squad car lock it at nighttime?
And again, this is just something to throw out there. I don't know what the answer is, and we don't know what time frame it was, and we don't know when it happened.
Well, the toilet paper thing was basically during games. I mean,
and you're not going to get who did that. The two times
I've been called about toilet paper up there has been during baseball. A game going on. Yeah. So,
well, during baseball season, maybe we could have Jim works second shift, and he can hand out two
hand
squares.
Hand out so many squares.
Okay, this is going south in a big hurry. I think we need to move on. Jim, look into it and see what we can come up with.
Bring your own toilet paper.
T-Mobile and cameras.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, next item was item number 20, Loretta Park.
Before we go on, I do another thing for Jim. He doesn't have anything better. I love you, brother. Since they've done these nice streets, and I walk them, not all of them, but the ones that you walk, especially Genesee, can you broom because it's not draining from where the sidewalk stops on Genesee and goes south? There's no sidewalk there. So right at that point, that driveway, there's water that gathers in there because a lot of debris is built up, and then it stays in there. And if they can broom it, clean that, all that rock and stuff
up. On the east side you're talking about? No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And even take the leftover because there's a big hole in front of CenturyLink's driveway, which looks like our property, and fill that in, take all that rock that you would get in that spot and kind of fill in that hole to alleviate that covering or gathering of water.
I'll let you have tomorrow to see what
thank you.
You're trying to talk about.
If you need me to point it out, I'll send Zeke these.
Okay, next item, number 20, Loretta Park.
After the last meeting, I went up there and didn't see an issue. I don't know. I mean, it's a park. It's got a fence line that's rough because you're butting up against a farm. Can be cleaned up a little bit better, yeah. I can't imagine anybody playing back there unless a stray ball would go back there. But again, it's butting up against a farm. That's my opinion. I don't know who else went up there. Did you go up there, Mayor?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And Jim went up there. We talked about it briefly. I don't know if there's any more to discuss on that, because like I said, the fence line isn't ours. It's the landowners.
Okay. Next item is item number 21, resignation of public works employee. Last week, we received a resignation. Actually, we received a time off sheet. And at the bottom of the time off sheet, it said my last day. And he resigned from his position. So,
July 18th,
Jim Meyer, has given his resignation. I have signed it and I need your approval in the form of a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Black.
Aye.
And Bowman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Next item is number 22, public works employee position advertising.